And we're back. You're tuned into WPOL Radio. I'm your boy LJ. And today we have a special guest in the building, none other than Miss Tisha Lassane. What's up, Tisha? How you doing?
I'm good.
That's what's up. I'm glad you were able to make it in today.
Yes, thank you.
All right, all right. Now, for those who don't know who Tisha Lassane is, please, please tell us, who is Tisha Lassane?
Well, I'm just an independent artist. You know, I'm trying to get my music out there. I'm a singer-songwriter. I play quite a few instruments. 90% of the music on the album I have either composed and or been a part of the production process. So I'm just a multifaceted artist that's trying to get my story out there.
Okay, okay. I definitely feel that. Now, with that being said, you have a new project, correct?
Yes.
It's called Phases of Love. Am I correct?
Yep.
All right. And so please tell us about Phases of Love.
Well, Phases of Love, you know, when I thought about the phases of the moon, that's something that is, you know, it's going to always happen. It is a part of life. It's a part of the cycles. It reminds us of every day, of every moment, every year. And so just like those phases, we also have those phases of love where you have, you know, the good love, the bad love,
okay,
the angry love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the album is about. It's just different stories, which are the songs about various phases of love. And that's where I came up with it.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds dope, actually. You know, so look, with this project, I'm pretty sure you've had a lot of influence with this project. So what are your influences when it comes to music making?
Musically, you know, I grew up on the old school, the Luther Vandross, the Patti LaBelle's, the Gladys Knights, and, you know, as I got older, the Michael Jacksons, the Prince. And now I would say some of the people that I really, really like are, you know, Fantasia, Mary J. Blige, you know, those soul singers, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, because she has her own style. And so I think that I have more of an eclectic style based on my influence.
All right, that's great. Now look, Luther Vandross is the man, yo. You got to give hands down, probably
absolutely
one of the best R&B singers, studio wise and live, that ever graced the stage in this world. So look, I understand exactly where you're coming from. Now, with that being said, and you've named some pretty heavy hitters there, what is your motivation when it comes to music making, production, writing, whatever?
My motivation is life. You know, I have a very strong upbringing in the church. And, you know, in church, you're taught to be thankful for everything, good and or bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But in life, you learn to take those things and reinvest them into the next day. And that's my motivation, being able to take the good and bad and reinvest in it into my future. And so this moment right now is my motivation to move on to the next moment and the next moment.
Yo, that is awesome, man. I love to hear motivated people speak, man. It's always good to hear that energy and get that vibe and that emotion and that grit from them. You know, it's always good. And it's infectious, too.